You've tuned into the Dr. Low Show with naturopathic doctor, Dr. Lauren Noel, where you hear the best in natural medicine, nutrition, and mindset from the world's top doctors, authors, influencers, and Dr. Low herself. Trying just to pop a pill for a symptom? You've got the wrong exit. Seeking doable ways to live a happier, healthier life and have fun doing it? Welcome to the Dr. Low Show.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I am the host, Dr. Lauren Noel, naturopathic doctor. I am so stoked for this show tonight. If you happen to hear an echo, it's because I am in my new home office studio and there's almost no furniture in here. So all the sound is bouncing off the walls, but I couldn't wait because I was so excited to use the space. This is the very first time I'm using my home space. I normally record it at the office, or I've actually recorded it in my grandma's storage room before, so for real. So I'm very excited to be in a space that I can create and just make it beautiful and make it an inspiring place. So if you guys follow me over on any of the social medias, I've been showing a little bit of the space. So you can see me over on Instagram at Healthy Low, and then the same over at Snapchat. Do people use Snapchat anymore? I still like Snapchat, but as I'm recording this, my dog Dinah is trying to play fetch. That's the real life behind the scenes. By the way, you guys, I'm going to start doing more Facebook Lives coming up. So definitely check me out over on Facebook. And I'm also going to be creating a Facebook group for people who are avid listeners who want to maybe be a little bit more involved in topics. And if you have specific questions you want me to answer on the show, I would love to be able to start doing that. Yep, that's Dinah barking at me to throw some stick she found outside. all right, well, Dinah, stop. Okay, just give me a second. all right, guys. Well, before we jump into the show, I want to give some love to the show sponsor, Organifi. And yes, this is the part where I do my plug about how much I love Organifi, but truly it is amazing, amazing stuff. Organifi is a freeze-dried superfoods greens powder that you basically add water and you have an instant green drink. It is loaded with antioxidants, chlorophyll, which is the basically liquid sunshine. It has moringa in it, which is an amazing superfood. I actually have a moringa tree in my yard. I haven't touched it because it's extra work and I'm busy. So that's why I use Organifi, because it's really, really convenient. So they also just released an awesome protein powder. So if you're looking for a good protein, I love it. It's an amazing formula. It doesn't taste like chalk. It tastes really, really good. You can throw it in your smoothies. You can actually mix the two together. So do a scoop of Organifi protein plus Organifi green drink, and you're just loaded with good, good nutrition. I lately have been putting it in my smoothie. So I've been putting in a scoop of it into the blender. I add in some coconut milk. I'll do some berries, and I'll do in some collagen protein. Just blend it up and that's it. So get yours over at Organifi.com. That's Organifi.com. And at checkout, enter Dr. Low, D-R-L-O, and you'll get 20% off your order of both Organifi green drink and anything else on the website. So that includes their turmeric, their probiotic, as well as their protein powder, all of which are Dr. Low approved, very good ingredients. All right, before I bring on my guest, just wanted to say that if you guys have been listening to the show, or if you're new, welcome. And if you're wanting to get a bit more guidance on something health-wise, let's say you're dealing with some symptoms you don't understand, or maybe you've been seeing doctors and you're just not getting where you need to get, then I would be really happy to work with you. We have a whole team of doctors at Shine, and we really help to get to the root of the issue and use nutrition. We use testing. We use herbal medicine, supplementation, whatever it is that we need to use to get you back on your feet and get you feeling great again. So you can learn more about how that process works and a little bit more about the practice at shinenaturalmedicine.com. Check us out. We're happy to help. All right, guys, with all that said, let's jump into tonight's show. By the way, I was planning on having this show be about healthy weight loss. And we do talk about weight loss, but it took a life of its own. And it's really about embracing your humanness and loving yourself. And it's really about that inner game. I think you're going to really enjoy it. Here we go. Hi guys, welcome back to the show. I have a friend and an expert on the show tonight. We have Carrie Tepidino. She is on my show and I was actually just recently interviewed on her upcoming summit coming up and we will tell you all about that. So a little bit about my guest, Carrie Tepidino. She's an internationally recognized holistic health practitioner. She's certified counselor of nutrition and a craniosacral therapist. She's the founder and host of the widely acclaimed Global Health Summit, which brings together world-renowned masters of health and mindset, causing transformation in thousands of people worldwide. They've reached a lot of people over the globe. And so this is coming up really soon. Having grown a successful private practice in Southern California, she has expanded her work to a global market through media, writing, speaking, products, books, private and group coaching. So she's a busy girl. Her personal experience of recovering from an eating disorder that she'll share with us a little about with her personal story, it just helped her to find her purpose through this form of medicine of helping people and helping to create a peaceful mindset that she now teaches to others. So she has a really unique approach and she's spoken on different live and virtual stages. She's been interviewed on NBC, keynoted at SDSU, taught at Whole Foods, and then written for Huffington Post and more. So Carrie, welcome to Dr. Lowe's show. It's great to have you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. We're going to have a good time.
I know, right? We're just going to hang on the air and people are just going to hang out with us. It's just like, I feel like every time we chat, I feel like we're just having like a cocktail during happy hour. You just have that fun, like lighthearted feeling about you. And I think that's why one big reason why people just resonate with you is because you're just so relatable. So, and I know
Thank
that people,
you.
Yeah, totally. Very, very approachable, very easy to talk to. And I know that people who work with you feel very, like understood because you get it, you've been there. So tell us a little bit of what brought you to this form of work and yeah, a little bit of your personal story.
You know what? So first of all, thank you. I appreciate that feedback. And I really appreciate, you wanting to know why I'm even doing this work, because I would not be doing this work if I hadn't had the greatest challenge. One of the greatest challenges in my life was not loving myself. Right. Yeah. And so for me, it really took on the form of an eating addiction, dysfunctional relationship with food and eating. I was bulimic. I had my head in a toilet. I can't even count how many times. And it was never ultimately bottom line. It was never about the food. It was never about what I did or didn't eat. Like that's what my mind told me what it was about. But really once I started to, pick myself off that cold white tile bathroom floor and get my head out of the toilet, like I mentioned, it was a big aha that, oh my gosh, this is really about my mindset. This is about my mental and emotional mastery. Mm-hmm. And so it's one reason that I'm truly appreciative of conversations and friendships and relationships like you and I have, where we can get this message out to as many people as possible. Because I promise you, there are just, as you know, there are just, even just on your show, right? You have thousands of listeners and they're listening to this and they're just not thinking that it can happen for them, that they can get to the other side of the pain. They don't believe in themselves, or maybe that they've had a taste of freedom, body freedom, emotional freedom, but they weren't able to sustain it. So then it's like, oh, well, maybe genetically I don't have the tools to get to the other side of this darkness. And one thing that I would just love everybody who's on this call with us, just please put down, like close Facebook for a minute and close your email and shut off the TV and stop folding the laundry and just please gift yourself this short, short amount of time with Lauren and I, where we can just help you understand that you're meant for greatness. And this gets to be a defining moment for you to step up and step into that next level of excellence, which is going to mean trusting and loving yourself.
Yeah, that's where it all starts, right?
Yes, it really does. And it gets covered up and costumed and masked in a thousand different ways, like bad relationships, alcohol, addiction to sex, to trying to find value for yourself, drugs. Like, it gets covered up in so many different ways. For me, it was food and eating, which led to being overweight, which led to a disconnect in my relationships, which led to, gosh, thousands, spending thousands and thousands of dollars on binge food that I would eat and then throw up. I mean, what a waste is that? And there's another way.
Yeah. So thank you for that shift of just like, hey, just jolting everyone listening to really tune in and pay attention, because so often we are just half checked in to all the things that we're doing, right? And it's just, it's such an easy way to run from a lot of these underlying issues.
Yes. And then through all of this, because I really get this call gets to be a massive wake-up call for people in your audience. And the other piece of this is, through now that you've had this invitation from Lauren and I to put down the fork and put down the alcohol and put down all the things that you're hiding behind, the other piece of this is to practice an astounding level of patience and compassion for self, and you know, embrace your humanness through the process of healing, and know that that's okay too. You're not going to go from 0 to 100 overnight. You're not going to have a full recovery, a turnaround, a drop in your weight overnight, and you're not expected to, except for maybe you expect that of yourself. So if you're listening to this call, I know for a fact you're a strong manifester, because you're here with us right now and there's a reason. You made this call happen for yourself for a reason. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure it's because you're ready. You know, the message, the teacher and the message comes when we're ready. So, you know, Lauren, I know you and I stand as a unified team to say as loud as we can from every mountaintop, like, it's time. It gets to be your time.
Yeah. I'm curious for you, with your story, you paint it so vividly with your head in a toilet over and over again. Was there a moment where you're like, I'm done, and you didn't put your head in the toilet again? Or was it over time, little by little, it became less often, and then eventually it didn't happen anymore?
No, I had a real scare. I mean, I had probably said this is the last time 1,000 times. Like, I had 1,000 defining moments, right? Sure. But, and each one of those, each one of those did inch me closer to the finish line, which the finish line was healing and health. There will be no ultimate finish line for me in regards to transformation, because I love this conversation of growth. I love it. I will always have a mentor. My mentors have mentors. I mean, I never want it to end. With that being said, there was a defining moment. I was, this is before I had this, I've been in the health industry about 16 or 17 years. Before that, I was a graphic designer. I was working in the corporate world. And I had, I was really stressed. I was up against a deadline. And I remember driving home one night and my hands are on the wheel. And the conversation I was having with myself was, don't stop at the store. Don't stop at the store, Carrie. Don't stop at the store, Carrie. And, you know, I pull into my neighborhood, and where do I find myself? I find myself at the store. Not that I needed to go buy groceries, but I had once again convinced myself I needed to go buy groceries. Oh, I just need to go get eggs. Oh, I just need it. You know, like, it's a constant lie. It's a constant living within a conversation of lies. And I then am in front of the store. And I'm saying, okay, this time it's going to be different. This time it's going to be different. This time it's going to be different. I walk in, I'm going up and down the aisle, of course, filling my cart with all the comfort foods and telling myself, well, this time I'm only going to eat a normal portion size. This time I know I can eat just what I, you know, a normal portion size. And this basket of groceries is going to last me the week. Like, it should have, right? And I put my bags in the car. I'm home. I'm packing the bags. I come to the peanut butter. I open the jar because I'm hungry at this point. I'm just going to have one spoonful. I peel back that silver foil. I have a spoonful, and then I have another, and then I have another. And with each spoonful, I'm just like breaking my own heart, but I don't really realize it till the spoon hits the bottom of the jar. Yeah. And for me, it didn't stop there, because then I walk down the hall to the bathroom, I lift up the seat, I do my best to purge it out, which, by the way, you never can purge it all out. And so it was different, because that night was different because it scared me, because my heart was racing. And I realized, it was the first time I really realized, my God, I am literally killing myself. Because of course my electrolytes were imbalanced, it affects your cardiovascular system, it affects everything. I had a very good girlfriend in college, one of my dear friends, her mom actually died of an eating disorder, her organs failed. Mm-hmm. And so I knew that what I was doing, I mean, not only does it affect your dental work, but it affects your organs. Not only does it kill your spirit and your soul, but it really affects you on all levels. And that was the first night that I felt like that rapid, rapid, rapid heartbeat. And it terrified me, to be honest, because I realized in that moment, I actually was killing myself. Wow. And so it was in that moment, on those cold white tiles of my bathroom floor, as I'm laying there, and I had to come to Jesus, talk with myself, and I said, okay, you can keep living like you're living and you know the outcome, or you can pick yourself off this darn floor and you can choose to heal. And thank goodness I chose health and healing, which sent me on a massive journey of studying worldwide with monks and diving deep into meditation and prayer and yoga and Ayurveda and food as medicine and emotional mastery. And I mean, I could go on and on and on of everything I've studied. And basically the work that I'm doing now is a fusion of everything that I did to help myself. It's like taking out all the gold nuggets that actually worked. And that's the body love system, which we now, because of that painful journey I had in my life, that dark chapter, I have the platform I have today to even stand on to speak.
There's gold through all of it, all the ups and downs, even the most dire circumstances through your journey. What have you learned through it?
You know, I've learned to never give up. I have a very good friend of mine who's also one of my mentors. And it was last year, and she said to me, she said, Carrie, why do you think you're so successful? And I said, because I am fiercely determined. She said, that's what you need to teach. And it's true. It's just like, I mean, there's a femininity to it all that I get to bring in, and a softness to it all. But it is like, I will never give up on myself again. Yeah. I never will. And I will never look outside of me for external validation, or to know I've been picked, or I've been chosen, or it's just like, you know what it is, Lauren? I finally chose myself. Mm-hmm. I finally decided to fall in love with myself, and not in an ego way, but just in a human spirit way. And which just means you're fully accepting and loving of your moles and your warts and your extra pounds and everything else that comes with it. And from that place, when I finally learned to love myself, the weight came off, which was about 30, 35 pounds. The weight came off. My complexion got better. My mental fog lifted. My mood got better. The depression lifted. My digestion healed. The bloating went down. Because when I chose to love myself, no matter what, then I started to make better decisions for myself, which helped on a science level, which helped heal my body. But then mentally and emotionally and spiritually, my body and my mind, I finally got my body and my mind working on the same team, and I wasn't in battle against my body anymore. And so, you know, it really is a marriage of the inner work with the science. Like, you can't have one without the other, or you can have temporary success, but you won't have lasting success.
Wow. That's such a huge piece that you just talked about right now, is that you got to focus on all parts of it. Because let's say you're dealing with these different issues where you're you're only addressing it from a physical standpoint, you're going to backtrack, right? You're going to find a way to sabotage your success and go back to what deep down you really believe you are, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Because it's really old. It's ancient. It's ancient story from when we were kids about all the reasons that we're not good enough. And so that's decades and decades of programming. It's neuroprogramming. So if you think of like a record, some of these people on this call may have never seen a record player, but if you think of a record player and the needle on the record, how it goes in the grooves over and over and over, that's like programming your mind. It's neuroprogramming to think a certain way about yourself. So what we're doing, and that starts when you're like 3 to 7 years old. So what we're doing is we're falling in love with the art of telling a different story of who you are, who you want to be in the world, what your life looks like. It's life by design. So we're taking that record that's going round and round and round, which is that conversation of I'm not valuable, I'm not good enough, I can't, it never works for me, money doesn't grow on trees, only the rich get richer. And it's taking the needle and it's regrooving a different conversation on that record. So that's a neuroprogramming piece, so that you finally start to take different actions and have different habits.
Yeah.
Which is ultimately going to lead to the body freedom.
Mm-hmm. So I love that analogy of using a record. I think of the analogy of when, imagine you're cross country skiing and you have snow that's coming up really high, and you, let's say you're following someone in front of you, you're going to just naturally go where their skis went because it's just easiest. There's already a path that's made in that. That's how our pathways are in our brain. If you're going to naturally go where you have the most, you know, there's an indentation in one direction because you've thought those thoughts over and over and over again. It's like a highway. And if you want to go another direction, it takes a lot of effort at first to create a different path, but over time start to make a new way. And as you send those thoughts again down that path, it's going to become easier and easier. So it's just training your brain. It's that neuroplasticity to make different connections that they're going in a different way. So, okay, let's say you have this goal of where you want to get to. You'd say, I want to stop drinking, or I want to stop being a binge eater. I want to stop, you know, purging. I want to stop, you know, having an addiction in this or that direction. There's a million things it could be because it's really just a manifestation of something going on deeper. So let's say there's that awareness that's there, but then what do we do after that? Like, how do we actually make that, how do you actually make the reality and the desire match up?
What I have found, because we work specifically with women. And so in our company, in my company, we work specifically with women. And I've worked with thousands of women at this point. And one thing that I hear over and over, and it's actually the same thing that I experienced as well, mm-hmm. is that it is so important to find the right community, the right mentor, the right tribe, the right community, especially as women, because we're wired to commune differently. Like we're wired to support each other. And I just haven't met many people who can get to their finish line without having a really good support team in place. Because life will happen. You know, you will get in a fight with your lover or your spouse or your partner, or the kids will be difficult, or you'll get fired, or the car will break down. Life is going to happen. And it'll be really easy when those moments happen. If you don't have the right support system in place, it'll be really easy to slip back into your old habits or ways of being. Because, gosh, wouldn't it be easier to just go eat that gallon of ice cream and check out in front of the TV versus sit with the uncomfortableness of being in your feelings and decharging that? Sure, at first, it's easier.
Yeah.
But then you're just like, oh my gosh, so I just got my heart broken and my car broke down and I ate that gallon of ice cream, so now I also feel fat.
Right.
It doesn't help, right? So get the right mentor. I would say what I have heard from a lot of people is, because they've normally tried everything out there on the market before they come to us, and they've, you know, worked with different like therapists and stuff, and God bless them. Therapists are amazing. I would say find someone who has been in your shoes, because if they're just teaching you or supporting you from what they learned in a textbook, they will not intimately understand the conversation in your head. And so find a mentor who is at least two steps ahead of you, who is where you want to be, and find the right tribe and community and get plugged in.
What was that for you? Did you have a mentor or a community that you felt like played a big part in that for you?
I did. I ended up joining a yogic community where I ended up traveling the world quite a bit and studying with the monks, and it was the Shivananda organization. I traveled a lot with them. And then I also had a spiritual teacher. Her name was Alma. And I did a ton of volunteer work throughout India. And selfless service is another great, great remedy for pain. And so I gave up. I didn't give up. I volunteered a good portion of my time to helping others, and also getting into that journey of inquisition of self. And then I had I actually went to OA for a little bit, but that was very short lived because. I think their literature is amazing. I think the 12-step literature is amazing. But I think you have to be really, really careful about what meetings you go to, because my experience was the people in the meetings that I went to, there was a lot of enabling. And so I caught on to that pretty quickly, and I took myself out of that. And I have people who have contacted me even recently from those days who are still in that conversation going to those meetings because they still haven't broken their dysfunction with eating and their relationship to food. So I'm not saying that organization isn't good. I'm just saying everybody be on guard with who's in the meetings with you. And I personally didn't have, and many of my clients, it didn't work for. Mm-hmm. And I also had one woman who I had found, who I haven't talked to in years and years and years. But she was somebody who had been through an eating disorder herself and gotten to the other side of it. And she was like a shining light for me. You know, she was someone who believed in me even when I didn't believe in myself, and she kept me in the right conversations and directed in my thoughts direct. She helped me direct my thoughts in the right way, and she was her way of thinking was a powerful way for me to take on. Mm-hmm. I should say.
And what was that way of thinking?
That way of thinking, number one, it was powerful for me to see somebody who had gotten out of this, out of the pain, out of the dysfunction. She didn't just have an eating disorder. She also had an alcohol. She was a recovered alcoholic. She had some other things going on. The way of thinking was to really believe in myself, honestly. That's really what it was. What it was to stop the bashing, stop the self-bashing, and come up for air enough to experience even a drop of love for myself so that I could then have some type of experience of that to expand that.
Yeah. Let me ask you, let's say, so those feelings come up, the uncomfortable feelings, the pain that would normally have you want to go and reach for some food or whatever kind of, you know, other thing to distract the feeling. What can you do instead? What's a healthier way to deal with those feelings?
So this is something I would invite everybody to do, because I think these calls are really important to have action steps, like something that's really easy you do right away. So everybody pull out a pen and paper and make a list of five things that you just love to do. Five things that make you feel connected to yourself. So maybe that's walking out in nature. Maybe that's reading a good book. Maybe that's taking a bubble bath by candlelight. Maybe even if it's like a Tuesday afternoon, go take a bubble bath by candlelight just because it connects you to yourself. Maybe that's connecting with your best friend or rolling around on the grass with your dog. Like just five things that shift your energy out of, I can't handle this, I need to check out with food and eating. And pick one. So have that list. And then in those moments where you feel like life is suffocating you and it's too much, or you don't know, you can't get your feet on the ground, pick one of those things and commit to doing it for at least 20 minutes. Commit to doing it for 20 minutes because it's just an energy within you, that feeling of overwhelm or anxiety or stress. And so what you get to do is you get to shift who you're being for yourself and help decharge that feeling of overwhelm and go roll on the grass with your dog for 20 minutes and it'll help. So get yourself, change your environment, get out of your kitchen, get out of the grocery store, get out of the drive-through fast food drive-through lane, and go do something that just feeds your soul for 20 minutes.
Yeah. What would that look like for you? What are those different activities that do it for you?
For me, it is playing and being and tickling and giggling with my 2-year-old son. It is getting out in nature and just walking. Walking is a great way to do that because it helps move stagnant energy out of your body. So exercise is a great way to do that. Mm-hmm. It's connecting with one of my best girlfriends. It's meditation and prayer. It's reading the Bible for me, doing something to connect to my higher power, which I call God. And whatever you call it is fine. It doesn't matter. Just somehow connecting to something bigger than yourself. And if you don't believe in God or something bigger like that, like an energy, then maybe that is the power of nature for you, or the power of the ocean, or the power of the mountains, or, you know, just connecting with something bigger than you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For me, I go through periods of choosing my individual things, but for a while I was listening to the Comedy Channel on Pandora. You can just type in some sort of comedian that you like and they will just play nothing but comedy. It's the best. I tend to like more vulgar comedy, like Louis C.K. I know it's so bad, but he's so funny. Kevin Hart, Cat Williams. I mean, throw on some comedy. It's like, because then you start to shift your perception of things. Our perception is everything. How we look at something is completely up to us. So we can look at something as either funny or traumatic. And sometimes laughter and comedy is a really healthy way to actually deal with things. So, you know.
It's a great way. I love that you added that to the conversation. Thank you. I think it's great. Yeah. Powerful.
Totally. Or just throw on some Beyonce and get up and start dancing and, you know, get in your body and out of your
head. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
So let's say for those listening that are like, look, I'm really struggling when it comes to weight loss. I'm focusing on eating less and I'm working out a lot and I'm doing everything right. What are some things that we can offer for people dealing with difficulty around that area?
Well, you know, in our society, we're really conditioned to think it has to be about eating less and restricting and deprivation. And yeah. I'm going to exercise twice as hard tomorrow and good food, bad food. I call all of that the diet mentality. So it's really important to work hard. And this is a journey to shift how you think about weight loss, but learn to not live within that diet mentality. And I mean, it's critical because even if you, like, for example, I have a client and her name's Gail, and she was a chronic dieter since she was 12 years old. And she tried everything out there on the market, everything. And nothing worked. And we started working together last year, and it was a couple months ago, actually, that she posted in our online forum, because we have an online community, and she posted, she actually used a cuss word. She's like, holy shit. Yeah. She's like, oh my gosh, I've lost 50 pounds.
Wow.
And she was shocked, and she knew she was losing weight, obviously, because she had to buy some new clothes, but she isn't getting on the scale to measure her worth anymore. So she didn't realize it was 50 pounds. And she was shocked because it had nothing to do with deprivation or restriction. She didn't ever feel like she was holding back on herself or she couldn't eat something that she wanted. And she was focused on a conversation of loving herself and learning to feel her feelings and being vulnerable and being okay with that and being okay with being seen. And through that, she's lost a massive amount of weight. And she's like, I never, she's like, I know I will never put that weight on again. She's like, I know I will never see it again. I'm not even worried about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's opened up all this mental space where she used to think so much about her weight and what are people thinking of me and what do I look like in this outfit and can they see my rolls or my muffin top and he's not going to like me. She started dating again. And she said for the first time, she feels empowered because she's not hoping to get picked. She's honestly and that she feels adore her, which is, it's awesome. So she has all this new time and space in her life because she's not obsessed with her food and eating and her weight. And now she's gotten out and she's gotten a certification to be a health coach and she's building a new business to be of service in the world. And it all started because she started to love herself.
Wow.
And took this approach, which we call, so our approach, we call it self-love weight loss. And what we're focused on is creating the number one self-love movement in the world for women, but men, you can join us too. But the number one self-love movement in the world for women, and our system is called the Body Love System. And it just has nothing to do with perfection or procrastination or overindulgence or over-exercising or not feeling good enough. Like, it's the opposite of all of that. And it's honestly the only thing I've ever seen work, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so of course there's a science, Lauren, of course there's a science. Like, you are a master at helping women with hormones and like that stuff is important in this. It's super important. And so it's finding that balance and that it's a delicate dance and doing the hormone work, doing the, making sure your endocrine system is functioning properly, making sure your digestive system is functioning properly, bringing the inflammation down in your body is so important. All of those things are really, really important and we get to marry it to the inner work.
Right. Yeah. And what's so great about approaching it from this angle is it ends up addressing things that you probably weren't even aware of. You know, you focus on the self-love part and the healing and other relationships in your life improve and you become happier and you start sleeping better and you just feel more content in your life, you know, and you get all these different benefits beyond just ultimately hormones being more balanced out, inflammation coming down, which eventually results in more weight loss. So it's really, really great. I love that you're talking about this. And this interview is definitely taking a turn from what I thought it would be, which I thought would be more focused on, you know, weight loss techniques and blah, blah, blah. But really it's, we're like backtracking it to the root of the root of the root of the root.
Yes. Which is a weight loss technique,
right?
It just looks really different than what you see on the billboards and what you see on the commercials and what you see in the magazines, because it's not about popping the pill and it's not about eating the packaged food from the diet center. It's not about counting points. It's not about taking a little miniature scale to every restaurant you're going to for the rest of your life and weighing your food. It's not about being 80 years old and living on protein bars and shakes because of living in a point system. It's just, it's not about that.
Yeah.
And so this is the only technique that works if you want to get to the end of your life and look back on your life and really look back and see and that you spent your time wisely and you weren't focused on I'm fat or okay, well I'll do a 10-day detox and hope that I drop a few pounds or I'll do another juice fast for 30 days or you know, like those things are really important. Do detoxes, do juicing. Those things are critical. I do all those things. Those things are really important. But you get to do them in a way where it's logical. Mm-hmm. And it's not to do them because you want to lose weight. You do them because you love your body so much. You want to attain vibrant health.
Right. Exactly. It just makes me think of patients who come in to see me when, you know, we'll have two women, exact same health issues around the same weight coming in. You know, one woman would say, I want to feel better. I want to, you know, have a higher sex drive, more energy, whatever. I would just want to be healthy. You know, the other woman focused, I'd like to just lose weight. I find, I see so many women coming in my practice, and some of them put so much more focus on weight loss than others. And I find that really the ones that end up losing weight, they really don't focus on it so much. They are just not even focused on it. They're thinking about how can I get healthier? How can I prevent disease? How can I just, you know, optimize things? And it's really cool to see how it plays out.
It's great. And you know, it's so cool because our clients give us testimonials, and what's often happens, like they come in because they want to lose weight. And then by the time they graduate from their program, it's like their testimonial will be something like, there's this one woman I'm thinking of, and she was like, oh my gosh, I'm dancing on a Saturday night again. And I actually bought clothes at a store because I wasn't embarrassed. I've shopped from a catalog for years because I didn't want to go into a store. Nothing would ever fit me. I'd look in the mirror. I'd feel horrible about myself. She's like, I actually went to a store and I bought clothes. And she's talking about how she got her life back. The testimonial will be about how she got her life back. And then like the last sentence or the last thing in the testimonial will be like, oh yeah, and I lost 60 pounds.
Right.
But it's not the focus anymore, right? It's that she got her life back.
Yeah, totally. It really just comes down to who are you being? It's not about what you're doing or what you have, but literally who are you being throughout your day? And all those little details of what you're wearing or how much you weigh, those are just details. But it doesn't determine who you are or what value you have to this world. You know, that doesn't change. So it's really your choice of how you are going to show up and how you decide to be. Am I going to be someone who's happy today, who is a gift to others, who is in service and is, you know, showing up for people? Or am I going to be someone who is hyper concerned about what my scale says or how I look in this outfit? I mean, the more that we're focused on ourselves, the less we're able to help other people. So, you know, I just invite you guys listening to shift that focus to outward and also just asking yourself, how am I showing up? Like, who am I being in this moment right now? Am I being someone who lights up a room, or am I being someone who is self-deprecating or, you know, punishing myself or talking down to myself and to others? You know, it's something that's, I think, worth looking at.
Oh yes, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. So Carrie, what are you working on right now?
Oh my goodness. We're working on so much. Well, we have the Global Health Summit, our fourth annual, which we've already helped about 30,000 people. It's a free online event. Woo-hoo! We're super stoked. We're highlighting you as one of our experts this year. Yay. So that is launching June 5th, and we would love all of your friends and your audience. I know you have a huge audience, Lauren. We would love to just gift them and have them join and see you highlighted there, top and center. And so that's and what we're doing, it's a free event. So I just want to be really clear, it's a free event. So everybody just come for free. But on the back end of that, if people want to own the recordings at lifetime access, and you may not, and that's fine too. But for anybody who decides to upgrade and get lifetime access to the interviews and a couple other things that we've thrown in, we're actually donating the proceeds to Oprah's Angel Network, and we're helping underserviced women and children, because there's a lot of women and children out there who need healthy food, who need guidance, who need love, who need support. And so we're super excited to give back in a really massive way. And honestly, as you know, Lauren, we have some of the top health, personal development, and this year we've thrown in a relationship expert as well, but some of the top experts on the planet who are collaborating, and we have the number one, I would say we have the number one health summit on the planet at this point in regards to diet-free weight loss, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. It was a lot of fun to be a part of it. So I'm stoked. And you guys all listening, you want to go to drlowshow.com, and we'll have the link right there in the show notes for you. So you can click on it and you can get access to the free program. And I love that you're doing that. to, you're also going to be donating to charity on this. And I could totally hear it in your voice when we first got on the call before we started recording. You were telling me about this and you sounded like you had just won the lottery and you're giving to others. That's the amazing part of what giving does.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I'm glad you said that because, like I was telling you, you know, we switched our whole strategy. It just hadn't occurred to me, to be honest. And we were going to use the proceeds. If anybody did end up upgrading, we were going to use that to cover the cost of throwing a massive event like this because there is quite a bit of overhead. But then this idea came up to give it all back. And like I was telling you, what happened for me as a single mom. So I'm a single mom of a 2-year-old and I'm an open book. I went to a fertility clinic cause I'm in my 40s and I haven't met my king yet. And my total family girl. And I'm like, I'm not going to miss out. That could be a whole nother show actually on fertility and all of that. But anyways, long story short, you know, came up with a friend of mine, a mentor, came up with the idea to just donate all this to other women and children. And I found myself on my knees in tears, just in prayer and thanking God and thanking Source and Universe. I call it God, thanking God for the life that I do have. And I feel that every woman should get the blessing of knowing that her child is safe and has a good home and healthy food. And so I feel like I won the lottery. We changed all the videos. We've changed everything on the back end to just give it all away. And it's going to be awesome. Really awesome.
So cool. And so who is this money going to be going to again?
So it's going to Oprah's Angel Network. And what they're focused on is helping underserviced women and children. And so what they do is they take the money and they find organizations that are very specific to this. Like, for example, there's an organization called, I think, the Cuddle Project, where it's abandoned babies who need touch, who don't have that type of physical, and that is just so important in the development of who we are, to be touched and held as infants.
Yeah.
They have organizations that they donate to help women and children with who need healthy food. You know, they have different organizations and they're very careful about who they choose to give this money to. So I'm excited to, you know, to just give this all away and help as many people as possible.
Yeah. And yeah, for you guys listening, you can be a part of it by giving as well. So I love that. Thank you for doing for making that change.
Yeah. And the whole take is like, I am happy to incentivize. I mean, I'm going to give an insane amount of gifts to you guys to incentivize you to be a good person on this planet, and you get to start your weight loss journey success. You get to start your successful weight loss journey and help save the life of a child and a woman. And, you know, how could you, there just couldn't be anything better in my life right now. I'm like, God, it just makes sense. Right.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for being such a renegade in this whole area of love and health and self-love, especially. I think this is something people really, really need. And for you just being so vulnerable and real about your story, because the more real you are, the more you can reach people with that. It has people realize that you've been there and they can relate to that. So, you know, just thank you for your courage and for just everything that you're giving to others. It's really amazing. Thanks for being a guest on the show. Yeah.
It's my honor. Thank you so much. And you just let me know anything you need, Lauren.
Awesome. I will take you up on it. And I'm excited to hang out with you guys in San Diego for your event coming up in December. So we'll give you guys the details when it comes closer to the event. Well, again, thanks so much. Have an awesome rest of your day and we'll talk real soon.
Bye everyone.
Bye. All right, you guys, thank you for joining us. I hope you got a lot of good content out of that. Thanks for bearing with me on the echo as I'm recording this little outro in my home office space. And my wish for you listening to the show is that you really get how important you are, how much you matter. And I invite you to give to yourself the love that you give to others. that you get to turn that and give it to yourself and do something kind for yourself today. One little act. It could be giving yourself a little neck massage, go buy yourself some flowers, look in the mirror and tell yourself that you love yourself. And do these little acts every day. It's like, think of when you first start dating someone, you're just getting to know them. If you feel like throughout your whole life, you've been unkind to yourself, you talked yourself down, maybe it's time to start dating yourself, right? Just get to know who you are and do little kind things for you every day. And it's okay to do that. And it may feel silly, but that's okay. And when you do that, also accept it. You can actually say, thank you. I received this, and practice that art of receiving, because I can say that as a woman, it's not always the easiest thing to do, but it's a practice. And that's why we practice to get better at it. So I love you. I'm wishing you joy and happiness today, and just give yourself a big old hug, because you're amazing. You matter. And take this with you and pay it forward. Spread the love. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Dr. Lo Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. And for more after the show, you can head over to drloshow.com, where you can find the show notes. Be sure to subscribe to the show and share with all your friends. And please head over to iTunes and leave the show a 5-star review and leave a comment. I read each and every one, and they warm my heart. Thank you so much again for joining us. I promise to keep bringing you fun, inspiring, empowering content. Until next time, lots of love, and I'll talk to you soon.